This is Secrets to Win Big, your roadmap to sustained growth. Brought to you by Arjun Sen, founder and CEO of Zen Mango, top brand growth driver and a former Fortune 500 executive who has been called one of the most marketing intelligent minds in the business. Find him at zenmango.com. And now, here's your host, Arjun Sen.
Welcome to Secrets to Win Big with Arjun Sen. Hi, I'm Arjun. And I really have goosebumps before I start any of these podcasts because it's all about me. I have the best seat in the house to have amazing conversations with incredible leaders from all walks of life and all over the world. The all walks of life and all over the world is very important because each one of our journeys are different. We start from different points. We have different finish lines and the path is different. And the different parts of the world gets us unique perspectives. But it's all about winning and winning big. Winning is fun, but winning big puts us on that sustained path to long-term gains. And in that particular journey today, I'm very extremely fortunate to have this conversation with Christina DiGiacomo. Christina is the founder of More Alchemy. Christina is one of the sources where the wise in the corporate world go for wisdom. If we in the corporate world and in C-suites have a mountain called Mount Wisdom, that would be called Christina. She's a practical philosopher who works with deep thinkers who like challenging and want to take action. And what I love is the source of her wisdom, because many a time, some of us some days watch a lot of TV shows, we pretend to be lawyers or surgeon watching Grey's Anatomy. But Christina has over 10 years of corporate and agency experience as an executive at companies like the New York Times, Citigroup, AMC Networks, and a lot more, which means that she is bringing her wisdom from on what works and also lessons from what didn't work, and she has built on those. She helps people reset and recharge and wise up with four key programs: the way of awareness, the way of the mind, the way of action, and the way of the wise. Christina, welcome to Secrets to Win Big.
Thank you, Arjun. I am so happy to be here. And hello to everyone out there that's listening.
And everybody out there, you guys are in for a treat. Satisfaction treat guaranteed. So Christina, now let me go back into so many questions I always wanted to ask you. I want to look at and go and understand this whole umbrella of Wise Up and the four programs about way of awareness, mind, action, and the wise. So can you connect the dots for me a little bit and help me understand what these are and what's the common theme and why the world needs it?
Yeah, happy to. So, you know, my work and especially the common thread through these programs, it's really a compilation of my own experience with philosophy. So, you know, when I think about who I was 10 to 15 years ago, like when I think about, you know, what I was doing 10 to 15 years ago, Arjun, I was like a feral cat compared to what I am now. I mean, I was a stray of the world, and not like the happy-go-lucky Walt Disney independent spunky stray cat. I was the sad, lonely, acting out feral cat. I had no direction. I was very reactive. I didn't know what I wanted to do. And, you know, I was experiencing a lot of challenges, and the work and my work was really a big source of that. It just felt like, you know, in my career, all those things were in, you know, it presented in a very stark light for me. And so I wanted to do something outside of work, and I started to take adult education courses in philosophy and really took to what I first learned from Aristotle, which is knowing yourself is the beginning of all wisdom. And I really grabbed a hold of that. And so over the course of 10 years, I started applying the ideas and the concepts of the greatest thinkers of all time and using it in my own life. And when I began to do that, I started to feel better. I was interacting with people in a much healthier way. I felt really great. I was self-actualizing. I was like, this is amazing. And so I realized at some point, like, that I wanted to teach everything that I had learned to other people who were interested in doing this. And so each of these programs is really about, it's dedicated to acquiring knowledge, not only of how you interact with the world, but how the world interacts with you. And that is something that is really important because I teach practical ways to develop and live your philosophy in everyday circumstances. Wow. And so, yeah. And so knowing how you deal with all kinds of challenges and your thoughts about it, but actually how to do it and what to do about it is really, you know, the crux of what I do.
So right now, all of us heard the titles of three amazing upcoming books that you can may choose to write. My personal favorite is From the Stray Cat to Mount Wisdom. Next one is From Fear and Inaction to a Life Lived Better, Feel Better. And third is Practical Path to Acquire Knowledge on How the World Interacts with You.
Wow, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. No, you gave these to me. All I did was wrote them down and scribbled them, and I can read my own writing. So you have to give me credit for that. So now I just want to look at by saying that any journey, and I really love the example you talked about the stray cat and also took us away from the Disney, because life is not always what it is on a Disney movie. And there's the other side of life, and that's the reality. So I just want to understand that when you were in that corporate world, and from there to making that change, there had to have, you know, I always think that there's a I quit moment, then you find moment, then you have to appreciate and say search stops here. Because the challenge with Midas was he didn't know when to stop. He found gold, he didn't know he found gold, okay? So how did you get to that I quit moment, I found moment, and then the search stopped there for you to build on this whole journey?
So, you know, I feel like I had my I quit moment years before I actually quit. Mm-hmm. And that was something, you know, that I reflect on all the time. And I think a lot of people have their I quit moment before they actually quit. And that's the challenge. That's the work. And so for me, it became it got to a point where it just became untenable. Like, it was so painful to live a life or try to live a life that wasn't mine to live, that wasn't in my highest calling, that wasn't what I was interested in doing. And finally, it was just like, okay, I'm out. It was just so painful that it was the uncertainty and moving into the unknown was less painful than it was to stay in what was known. So
Can I interrupt you and ask you a question is, as you told me that, it really hit a chord with me, is so many of us live through the I quit moments before they actually have the courage. So many of us don't even quit. Can you give me a few symptoms that will relate to all of us? Because if any of these are happening, we don't have to quit now, but at least let's be aware. So do you have some symptoms?
So I am just from my experience, when there's a heaviness that takes over where it feels like Sisyphus, you know, where you're rolling the rock up the hill and then it just keeps rolling back down in your mind and in your, you know, motivation, where it just feels really difficult to get going. The other symptoms are a sense of anxiety, like a low grade anxiety, wondering like when the bomb is going to go off, like where you feel like you're walking through a minefield every day, that you just don't feel equipped to or have the desire to walk through those challenges. And then just regular stress, you know, these are all stress, anxiety, that feeling of heaviness, maybe even some irritability with other people or how other people are behaving. You know, these are symptoms that are trying to tell you something. These things are trying to teach you that there's something underlying happening. And so that was what was going on for me.
Love that. So then when you find that right place to invest in knowledge and apply it, what was the trigger for you to feel the commitment that this is it? That because it takes a commitment to quit, because you can't, like we, so many of us make the mistake of trying to do two things. It doesn't work. Like somebody told me recently in an amazing meeting that you cannot chase two rabbits. And I'm like, and I was thought I was chasing 5 to 10 at a given time. So how did you get to that point that you quit and you committed to the self-discovery? Like what was that feeling?
So it was actually going on and I didn't even realize it. I think the first part of my process was undoing or unloading all the baggage that I had built up over the years, all the ideas that I had had about myself, about what I was good at, what I wasn't good at, you know, all of those things. I, you know, there were a lot of messages that I was getting in my career that I actually had to really take another look at. And so I spent, several months just completely untangling and reframing in my mind all the things that I had done in my career so that I could start with a clean slate. I didn't realize this was going on at the time, which is what made the process when I finally did land on the insight of actually combining my passion my passion for philosophy to help people who are having challenges at work, all the more like in this amazing epiphanous moment, is because I had to shed what I wasn't. I had to let go that I wasn't going to have a career in advertising anymore, that the people that I knew in my career may not be the people that are going to go with me on this journey, that I am now on my own, that I now, you know, am working for myself. Like all of these things, I had to come to a sense of acceptance. Once I did that, that's when the major insight and the aha moment happened.
Got it.
And once that happened, I felt completely fully integrated. And I was like, yes, this is who I am. And then it was like, oh, wow, am I ready for this? Which goes to your other point, Arjun, which was the commitment. Like what I'm doing, not many people know about, I had a lot of thoughts about that. Like, how do I explain how amazing philosophy is? Like, not many people know about this. Not many people are doing the work that I'm doing. It's new and unique. And having a sense of commitment where there's no safety net or a lot of uncertainty was also a big step. But I knew deep down in my heart that I wanted to lead a philosophical life and I wanted to teach people how to do that because it saved me in so many ways.
And I love the way you broke it down for me. It all starts with letting it go, shed. And that leads to a conscious decision that you are comfortable with. Because commitment that you're talking about comes from not one big choice, like you are breaking it down by saying, first, I'm detaching myself from all this. Like I'm choosing going forward, I'm not going to eat vegetables before you commit to only eat ice creams, okay? And then you are talking about the journey to be fully integrated. That's what I like is for all of us, I think that's the universal truth you hit home is the journey to be fully integrated. And when my daughter was growing up, that's one of the conversations I always told her is, I don't want to be the best, the coolest or anything. It's good, whatever you are, you're the coolest to me. But can you be one person? You know, you don't have to be, you know, we even, you know, her mom and myself, we were divorced. I said, you don't have to be a different kid with me, with mom. Like if we can't appreciate you, it's our fault. And I love based on all that is you taking to the commitment and then the belief that only myself, only I am doing this and be comfortable with that because till you feel you're the best, it takes time. I also feel that when you were talking about the heaviness, each one of these areas, it went back to another incredible woman in my life, my grandma, my Maiji. And she knew that she had to put everything as a math problem. She taught me two math problems, both involved monkeys. I don't know why, maybe. You know, there's a little monkey in me. She told me, taught me about this slippery, oily pole. And this monkey goes up 3 feet and falls 2 feet, slips. I could calculate how long it would take the monkey to go there. But it baffled me to realize that the monkey can never be at the top of the pole for more than a few instant. A few years later, my grandma flipped the problem for me. She said, now the monkey's skills have changed. Every time the monkey goes up 2 feet, it drops 3 feet. Then I realized the second monkey never takes off. It always is at the ground level because whatever effort it does. And to me, as you were talking about it, I right away realized that when we were talking about the stray cat getting stuck in that zone, you know, there's no other bigger frustration than you working a lot, doing a lot of things, taking time away from family. And if you looked at the mirror and asked yourself, what are we doing? What did I do? Yeah, I moved up 2 feet, but then I dropped 3. And the drop from 2 feet to the ground hurt the butt really hard, like every day that was going on. So I want to now celebrate what you're doing without going to specifics. What are some of the wow moments that you're talking about? Like once you've chosen this new way of wisdom with clients or anybody else that makes you feel wow, if you can share that, that would be such a pleasure. Because I really want to find that energy that you get by impacting others' lives that recommits you to this journey.
So I'm going to share a practice with you and your listeners that I do with my clients. And I practice this a lot myself. And the practice is to see things as if for the first time. Mm-hmm. So, you know, philosophy is about having a sense of wonder about the world. And it begins in that sense of wonder. And so for me, when I talk about looking at things or seeing things as if for the first time, it's really this kind of little game of pretend in a way, where you look out at your room or your significant other or your kids or the street outside of your home or that coworker or that boss. And you see them and you look at them as if you're meeting them for the first time. This practice gets me from zero to wow in a second. Even people or, you know, that I feel like I know so well, when I see them for the first time or pretend that I'm meeting them for the first time, it's like, I notice things about them that I didn't notice before. Or, you know, there's things about my environment or when I go outside and I'm like, wow, it feels different. And it gives me a sense of wonder and variety. And, you know, and I think that's the goal with this practice, because I think we get into the mundanity of our day-to-day lives where nothing feels fresh anymore and nothing, everything feels the same. And that's a source of that heaviness. So when you think about or try to have things feel new to you, your mind picks up, your energy picks up, or you just are like, wow, that's a new thing I never even noticed before. What is that? And a curiosity sparks. Mm-hmm. So that's a real wow moment for me. And I've done this when I work with people, and for them, it's like a whole other experience.
I also am seeing it from the other side. It also is so much better when somebody comes in and presses the reset button, because without which you have walked in pre-knowing me, pre-judging me, and bringing me a solution which you think I need. But every day is different. Like, I always feel the only certainty in life is the uncertainty tomorrow brings. Okay. And the moment you said that, I started putting myself on the other side to think that that would be so cool if people didn't prejudge us. And that, again, I love the consistency of this conversation. It again connects to let go, shed the past, let today the reality have a chance. In this journey, I want to push you a little, is since your rediscovery and recommitment, it has been a journey of constant evolvement, because the best always gets better, the wisest always gets wiser. So to me, how do you to deliver consistently and constantly grow? What's the way you invest in yourself? Like, what's that secret for you, for Christina today to be better than Christina yesterday, and Christina in 2022 to be like 100 times better?
So that's a great question. You know, when I first was thinking about, you know, delivering consistently, there was a connotation for me. And I want to flip it on its head a little bit. So I always have a plan. I'm a planner. I always have a strategy. I'm not loosey-goosey by any measure. But I try not to be rigid, and I try not to have any preconceived notions about the person that I'm working with, or the work that's at hand, or the need that's at hand. To me, the only consistency that exists is the truth of the matter.
Wow.
And so what I think my secret to deliver consistently is to know that what is consistent is the truth. And however I get to it with someone else, within myself, in the world, is the work that I deliver.
Mm-hmm.
And so for me, you know, how I also, you know, the next day Christina versus the today Christina is I study everything. I study other people. I study myself. I study philosophy. I'm constantly feeding my mind with insights, because an insight today becomes advice 2 months from now. That's going to be a breakthrough for someone. And so that's how I continue to evolve.
I love that. Insight today becomes breakthrough advice, which means you're always on the gathering mode, knowing that somebody someday will find it useful. I want to go back because, you know, there are times, Arjun, it takes time for me to connect the dots. And as you told me the thing about seeing every person for the first time, I went through, and everything's okay, a hand surgery yesterday. This morning, everything okay, all good. But this morning, it made me appreciate my wife so much more. Like, I'm at a place where one hand, you cannot do anything. I've always talked that it takes two hands to clap, but now I'm realizing you need two hands to do even the simplest of tasks. Like, to this morning, the coffee I'm having is because my cute, amazing wife, she made this for me. The amazing yogurt parfait with protein bar because of her. My protein drink I finished is because of her. Sometimes in life, we take these things for granted. And I really am glad I went through the hand surgery, because otherwise, and also I'm glad I'm having this conversation with you, because this is not something she's doing for the first time, but I am appreciating it today way more. And thank you for this amazing conversation. You all are listening to Secrets to Win Big with Arjun Sen. Today, my VIP guest is Christina DiGiacomo, founder of Moral Alchemy. Christina is one of the source where the wise in the corporate world go for wisdom. And I look at her to be the mountain of corporate wisdom. And what she talked about very fascinated me is she's always in the process of gathering insights, because that is the way she stays ahead and she feels responsible, because tomorrow or day after, the rest of us will need that. So she has to be, if you look at it, it's a very technical concept, I think. It's like a supply chain management. To feed us tomorrow, Christina is planning and going to the grocery today to create an inventory of wisdom. So that, I really think, Christina, could be book number 4 for you, is supply chain of, you can finish the rest of wisdom or something, because that's what you're doing. Because otherwise, and again, you know, on all seriousness, wisdom or the amount of wisdom is not something you visit one time. You go back constantly, because you always know once I go there, you feel assured. So thank you for being that for all of us. So now this last section is about fun and rapid questions for some of us who are little attention deficit. So 3 to 7 word answers. So I believe leaders like you in any field you are would have been successful. So you have chosen to play in the field of your passion and your expertise. So going beyond, what is your advice to anyone in any walk of life to be a successful leader?
Be the educator.
Tell me a little bit, what does educator mean?
Yeah, so Plato talks about in the Laws that the most important role for the leader is to be the educator and to help people, or their function is to abolish ignorance. That means teaching people about themselves, helping people abolish ignorance about themselves, about their world, about, you know, how things work. That's the role of a leader, is to be the teacher.
So how do you win big?
When I don't give in to fear.
Love that. And what's one reason businesses or journeys don't reach the big win?
Laziness. Lazy in thought, word, and deed, not taking time or prioritizing the hard work of change.
Love that. Like most of us, I'm just trying to be a business, political. I love the way you put it. I'm like flipping it into inaction. Like we all know the path. We are all amazing advice. Like to me, I can give relationship advice to all my friends. And my advice is do the opposite of what I do, because inaction is, and laziness, I love that. You know, most leaders completely rule out some obstacles from their mind. Like I worked with top athletes who, when they were kids, took a dictionary and removed words like no, impossible from that dictionary with black markers. So this is a two-part question. What is a word not in your dictionary? And the second word is, question is, if I was fortunate to be an intern working for you, shadowing you, what would be a word and phrase I would hear Christina say most over a period of time?
So the word, the expression that's not in my dictionary is yeah, but.
There's no but.
I hate yeah, but-ism, you know? So yeah, but, and the word that an intern would hear from me.
Not any intern, Arjun.
Arjun. Oh, Arjun. Okay. What Arjun would hear. Okay. So then I have to make it special for you.
Please.
Okay. Let's see. I would say magnanimity for you.
Love that.
That's who you are. And I would do everything to bring that out.
Brilliant. So now with all your wisdom, if you could go back to Christina, when she's just before the day she's graduating from high school, and you can get that kid, pull her to the side and just get one word of wisdom, one advice. You know, it's a big day for her, okay? You get one advice. What would be that advice you would give that kiddo?
You're in for a rough ride, but it's worth it. Mm-hmm. Hang in there. It will make sense someday.
Love that. And I love that openness, because you're not telling her what to do. You're just giving her a confidence of the journey ahead. And I love that, absolutely. And that's the part of the conversation I'm really enjoying, is the consistency of your thoughts and your action, which I really think is a big takeaway for most of us, is we all have big disconnects. When we talk, some of us talk the talk, but the challenge is, how do you live it and walk every day? Because that's what is defined. And my grandma, when I asked her about parenting advice, she told me, one day when you have kids, they would not just listen to you. They would see you act, and that will be their template. And I really love that connection. I also see a lot of organized approach, because I find that in the business world, success without a plan cannot be repeated. So is there a process you have, like when you start your workday, the first thing and the last thing in your workday that you're comfortable sharing, that will be a great source of wisdom for us?
Yeah, sure. So it's actually kind of the same. The first thing and the last thing kind of hinges on finding something to be excited about. So first thing, when I start my day, I think about, what is my main event? And I like to give myself something to get excited about. So today, my main event was this podcast.
Wow.
Right? So when I get out of bed, feet on the floor, what's my main event? This podcast, awesome. And then I start my day. The last thing I think about is, I actually think about the next work day and find one thing to be excited about the next day. Mm-hmm. And that's the last thing that I think about before I go to bed.
Brilliant. So if you could step into my shoes, what would be a question you would have asked yourself?
If I have a favorite quote.
Hey, Kristen, I was just thinking, this question just came to my mind. From somebody who quotes Plato, Aristotle, just like that, and I'm like, whoa, where is this going? What's your favorite quote? And you can choose only one. That's a great question. I'm really proud of myself.
Thank you so much for asking. This quote has been resonating with me for a little while, and it's from Nietzsche. He says, one must still have chaos in oneself to be able to give birth to a dancing star.
Wow. Say that one more time so we get it.
Sure. One must still have chaos in oneself to be able to give birth to a dancing star.
I love that. Absolutely. And you know, to me, this is really profound, because when I was talking to Blaine Hurst, the former CEO of Panera, he talked about the culture of dissatisfaction. He's all about celebrating, but he also felt that the inner desire, like, I forget who else it was I was talking to, told me about, you always have to push yourself to the edge. And if you're not feeling a little scared, that means you're living too safe. And I think your quote really connects all these. Anything else you want to share? What a fascinating conversation we have had.
Yes, you know, Arjun, this is something that I've been sort of preaching And but it's slightly contrarian and a little controversial and a little like sassy. So I have a belief that everyone is a philosopher. One of the things that's really important to me is to demystify philosophy as something that only belongs to a privileged few or that it's super elitist. And that's just not true. Or, you know, or it's just a bunch of thinking and no action. Not true. And I just want to say to everybody out there, you are a philosopher. And it's so amazing to discover the philosopher in you. And the reason why I believe this is if you have the capacity to ask yourself questions about your life, like, what are you here to do? You know, what's going on? Like, if you can ask yourself those questions, you are a philosopher, because that's what philosophers do. They ask questions about life and go out and try and find the answers. So I just want everyone to understand that they all have a philosopher inside of them. And I really believe that.
Love that. So thank you, Christina, for an amazing conversation. In this conversation, I took a lot of notes, and of course, I want to re-listen to this conversation to get more. A few things that hit home was where you just finished. The corporate philosopher taught us that there's a philosopher in each one of us. Okay? We can go to the Mount of Wisdom called Christina, but at the end, it has to resonate and connect with the philosopher inside for it to be a sustained forever journey enhancement. I'm not talking change. I'm just saying, you know, we all can do better. And in that, Christina talked about the practical approach to acquire knowledge on how the world interacts with each one of us. Because we are tiny compared to the bigger world. So it's very important to connect to that. And she even put a few simple steps by saying, start by letting it go. Make a conscious decision that you're comfortable with what you would not do. And that's the part where I think it's Jack Blackwell, and I, hopefully I'm quoting him correctly, in an amazing book talked about, it's easy to do something 100% and it's very tough to do things 99%. And that's the part where I really love that conscious decision to let go is 100% decision, because if you have doubt there, you cannot have commitment in future. And that allows you to start with a clean slate, and that gets you to the journey to be fully integrated. And then you commit to and believe that I'm doing this. I'm very guilty of this. Like, there are times I want to make changes, but I still want to hold on to the past. I want to eat my vegetables and the ice cream and everything at the same time. And for somebody who cannot drink water as he walks, it's a disaster when that happens. I also love that part about find something to be excited about, because we all know in life, every day has its challenges, but we need to find that philosopher in us, need to find that excitement and rally around it. And that makes and changes life better. And finally, the last piece I want to finish with is, have a sense of wonder in your life. Reset, press the reset button, live in the present. We heard that so many times, but see things for the first time, play the game of pretend. Because I think, you know, that was the thing I loved in this conversation, where there were some great ideas, but every idea was followed by how to incorporate in life today. Because if Christina just told us how just to find something to be excited about, I would have said, fine, you know, it's easy for you to say, like, you know, when you're waking up with your hand like this, that, you know, no. I love what you gave me right after is the path, because that was very important to see everything for the first time, have a sense of wonder, play the game pretend off. So again, Christina, thank you for a fascinating conversation. Truly appreciate that.
Thank you so much for having me. I really always enjoy talking to you, and I wish everyone a wonderful day. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you all for listening. This is truly a pleasure. And as I always say that I have the best seat in the house, it's all about me always, to be part of this incredible conversations. Happy listening to you. And I'm really excited to continue this momentum and next week to bring you another fascinating conversation. This one could be tough to beat though, but another fascinating conversation with another cool leader from another walk of life, another part of the world. Happy listening and thank you.
You've been listening to Secrets to Win Big with Arjun Sen, founder and CEO of Zen Mango, top brand growth driver and a former Fortune 500 executive who has been called one of the most marketing intelligent minds in the business. To learn more, visit www.zenmango.com. Share this podcast with your friends and subscribe wherever you like to listen to podcasts. This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.